My guest at this time is Dr. David Curry. He is the president and CEO of Open Doors USA. For more information on them, go to opendoorsusa.org. Open Doors puts out the annual World Watch List. That's the list of the 50 nations worldwide that are the worst persecutors of Christians. He joins me now to talk about the methodology a little bit, as well as how things are trending around the world, and of course, which countries are worst. And Dr. Curry, it's always good to have you with us. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, every time I've gone over this list with Open Doors USA, North Korea has been number one. It's still number one, but it looks like the gap is closing a little bit. Last year's number seven, Somalia, is now up to number two, and it's pretty close. So the question is anything getting better in North Korea, or are things just getting a lot worse in Somalia and some of these other places?
Well, no, things aren't getting better in North Korea. It's very difficult for Christians there. It's the 16th year in a row that North Korea has been at the top. In the 25 years we've done it, basically, there have only been a couple of countries that have ever been number one, and Somalia is one of those. In Somalia, if you're even rumored to have become a Christian, you can be executed on the spot by mob violence, by extremists. In North Korea, the cultish government, you know, enforces worship of their leaders, uses the power of the government. You'd be arrested and put in labor camp. So different kinds of persecution, but both of them very difficult, and just one point separates them on the list. The other main driver on the list is Islamic extremism, and you look at the big picture, 35 of the top 50 countries have extremism as a factor, Islamic extremism, and it's something that we've continued to see. What's different this year is the spread into sub-Saharan Africa, the growth of the extremist movement infrastructure, the spreading of technical expertise into some of these countries. That does not portend well for the future, which I've said for the last couple of years. But again, these are what the trends are telling us.
Obviously, there are more countries on this list that are Islamic than are communist slash atheist. Does that mean that overall that's the greatest threat to Christians right now?
Yeah, certainly Islamic extremism is the greatest threat. I think authoritarianism is present in the list in all kinds of ways, not just communist authoritarianism that you see in North Korea. You have a form of authoritarianism in many of the regimes of the Middle East. They sort of toggle between authoritarianism and tribal issues. You have countries like Eritrea, which is the government using Sharia law. They're number 10 on the list in Africa. Very difficult for Christians. You have Saudi Arabia is on the list, 14. They have total control through the king, through the kingdom of religious faith. People aren't allowed to decide for themselves what they want to do. They can't go to church. They can't have a Bible. There's not a lot of violence in Saudi Arabia against Christians, largely because there aren't many. So you have a number of factors there, only one or two, which is communist authoritarianism.
We're talking with Dr. David Curry. He's the president and CEO of Open Doors USA. And, sir, let's go big picture a little bit here. On this list of 50 nations, 10 are considered extreme persecution. The next 20, then, are severe persecution, and the bottom 20 are moderate persecution. How do you distinguish between those three characterizations? What criteria have to be met?
Well, we're looking at a number of factors. What's it like for a person in their private life? What happens if they become a Christian in the family setting, the community setting? Do they lose their job? Are the police force after them? You know, it's different everywhere. And then, of course, violence is another factor. So when you're at the top of the list, you're talking about places where all the factors are in the high level of persecution, where you have national persecution, family persecution, individual, personal level. So that's part of the factors. But there should be no mistake. If you're on the world watch list, even the top 50, there are significant issues there.
Dr. Curry, there were reports at the end of last year, start of this year, that Christianity is once again the most persecuted religion in 2016. And when I look at this list, things like China being number 39, I remember just a few years ago that if they weren't in the top 10, they were certainly in the top 20. What's striking here is it seems like a lot of countries have gotten worse. I'm guessing China, kind of like North Korea, hasn't gotten a lot better.
China has improved marginally over the last 20 years. Now they seem under this latest rule, President Xi, to have taken some steps backwards. They're trying to impose nationalism on the church. Just last week, the president of China spoke out against the Pope and basically said, hey, we would give you freedom if you'd just be more Chinese. They want the church to be an arm and an organ of the state and to rubber stamp the cultural impact of communism. And, of course, the church is not going to do that. So you have some clouds, I think, for political and religious freedom in China that may help it to move up the list in the future. We don't know. We'll have to see how it's implemented.
The good news, of course, is that the West, for the most part, doesn't have a lot of countries on this list. There are two in Latin America, Mexico and Colombia, which you're welcome to talk about in a moment. But I really want to get your thoughts on Turkey, given the increasing radicalization, it seems, of the government there. And, of course, Turkey is kind of the bridge between Asia and Europe in many ways. How concerned are you, and what are you hearing about what's going on in Turkey right now?
Yeah, we're concerned. No one knows where this is going to end with Turkey. They're number 37 on the list, so there's already large cultural issues present with a large Islamic population. Extremism seems to be growing there. If the government is going to use its force against Christian churches, that would add another layer of complexity. It could move up the list. We'll have to wait and see.
Briefly discuss Mexico and Colombia. They've been on the list before, but that might surprise a lot of people that those ostensibly Catholic nations would be on this list.
Yeah, that does surprise people. They're not on the list because of extremism. What happens when people are living their faith, they'll speak out against organized crime. That's happened in Mexico. It's happening in Colombia. And as such, the cartels strike out in one part of Mexico. A dozen pastors, maybe more, were killed for their faith, executed for their faith when they spoke out against drug cartels. So they're on the list. And yes, you're free to choose your faith in Mexico. But when you stand for what's right, for what Jesus is talking about, the cartels and organized crime will sometimes strike out against you.
A couple more spots that I want to get your thoughts on before we run out of time here, Dr. Curry. A lot of focus right now, of course, on Russia for a variety of reasons. And when it comes to religious freedom, obviously, since the fall of the Soviet Union, things have gotten better there. They've allowed the Orthodox Church to function in a more open way. At the same time, though, there were new laws instituted last year in Russia that essentially banned evangelism outside of the church buildings. So what are we seeing in Russia?
Well, one of the factors we measure is persecution in the church setting. Are people allowed to go to church or churches attacked? But also, is there intramural persecution? One sector of Christianity persecuting another, Orthodox against evangelicals. This has been one of the patterns of Russia in the past. We think certainly that it's going to be an issue in the future based on these laws. The government has the desire to nationalize their expression of Christian faith. That's going to be a problem. But also at the same time, Russia has helped in other parts of the country. They're aware of the World Watch List. They promote it to their embassies because they want Russian Orthodox, no matter where they are in the world, to have freedom to practice their faith. So it's a mixed bag with Russia. That's why they don't show up on the list in maybe some ways that people think they could. But you could see them on the list and moving up the list in the future. One of the things that shows up strongly, and I've referred to it in China and in Russia, these kind of elements, is nationalism, the growth of nationalism in places like India, places like Sri Lanka, where people are saying, you're not Indian if you're not an extremist Hindu. And so lots of people in India are Christian, millions and millions. And there is a rising tide of violence against them. There are groups that publicize they want to rid India of Christians by 2021. And the Modi government has thus far done nothing to stop it, to curb it. So they've moved up to 15th. And nationalism is going to be a trend to watch.
We always like to end on a positive note on this list if we can find one. And unless I've missed it somewhere on the 2017 list, Dr. Curry, Azerbaijan went from 34th last year to off the list entirely. What went right there?
Well, it's one of those cases that's off the list because others have done worse. But there are countries like Azerbaijan that, give you hope that that there can be pluralism in that part of the world, in Central Asia. We see a lot of police tactics against the church in Uzbekistan and other parts of Central Asia. But let's keep an eye on that, Richard. You're quite right. There is signs. One of them is the vibrancy of the church in Syria that remains, and the growth of the church in the Middle East, the new branches of Christianity from people who are coming to know faith personally through the tragedy of what's happened with the Islamic State. So there are signs of those sorts of things, and we're not suggesting that good things aren't happening. We're only pointing out this is difficult for Christians, and we need to know about it and be active and praying for it.
You've released the list. What do you want the reaction to be from Christians and governments and anyone else who sees this list?
We met yesterday with the transition team with the Trump administration. What we've encouraged them to do is take action the first 90 days to appoint the right people at State Department and other government, parts of government, to make sure that the U.S. government is using its policies, its trade policies and otherwise, to support the basic human right of religious freedom. Freedom of conscience, the ability to say, I have an idea about what I believe, and I want to practice my faith personally. That doesn't happen in many places around the world. We can encourage that. But on a personal level, what people need to do is be praying. Every church in America should be praying through this list on Sunday morning and be letting it be heard. If millions of Christians wrote letters, and we have these kinds of things on our website, opendoorsusa.org, and let people know they care about this, the policymakers would certainly move.
You can get the full list as well at opendoorsusa.org. And just to go through the list real quickly, at least the top 10, North Korea, Somalia, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Sudan, Syria, Iraq, Iran, Yemen, and Eritrea. And obviously plenty of other bad actors further down on the list as well. Dr. Curry, thank you, sir, for the work that you do. And thank you for helping us understand the list and what's going on around the world when it comes to religious freedom.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Dr. David Curry is the president and CEO of Open Doors USA. Again, opendoorsusa.org. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.